Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are the General Federation of Women's Clubs, GFWC, Progress Club of Las Cruces, President Valerie Reddington, and Centennial Committee Chair Rebecca Courtney. 100 years of living the volunteer spirit in Las Cruces is their motto. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you.
We're glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Valerie, could you tell me what GFWC does?
Well, GFWC is General Federated Women's Clubs based in Washington, D.C., and it is an organization of about 100,000 women. And here in New Mexico, we have several chapters throughout the state, and they provide a scope of opportunities for us to volunteer within our communities and to really link in to the people and the organizations in our community, the organizations and partnerships that are important to us.
Something very special you just received. A citation from the mayor's office here in Las Cruces. Valerie, would you like to tell me about it?
Well, Rebecca and I met with the mayor, and we had asked him for a proclamation, and he has declared April the GFWC Progress Club Honor Month for us, and also a commendation, because what we shared with him is our organization here in Las Cruces last year gave over 11,000 hours of volunteer service and over $40,000 in monies and in-kind donations, the vast majority of it back into the community, although we do have some international projects, too, that we contribute to. So he was pretty impressed with that, thinking of the manpower that we provide in helping other organizations, as well as our own, meet the goals and to improve the life here in Las Cruces. I think volunteerism is an important metric on the success of any growing community, and we're happy to be a part of that.
And what makes GFWC Progress Club so unique?
Well, one of the things that make us unique is that we have been able to sustain our organization for now 100 years, and we are fully confident we will sustain this organization going forward, recognizing the value of what we bring to the community in quite a scope of different volunteer opportunities. So one of the reasons members are attracted to us is the scope of volunteer activities, because GFWC has unity in its goal of community volunteerism, but it has a lot of diversity in the ages of the people, the women who belong, their interests, their backgrounds. And so by offering a menu of volunteer opportunities to our members, they like coming into an organization like that so that they can niche their skills and their talents, be it education, be it conservation, be it the arts, be it public issues. So I think that we provide an array of opportunities for women, which is very attractive.
And what opportunities are they?
Well, education is one of our key commitments. We provide a nursing endowment here to NMSU. So women benefit from our fundraisings. We contribute to this endowment every year. We also provide a general scholarship for women here at NMSU. That is a key focus of our fundraising. And so we have people who are energetic, willing to work to raise the money to support these great options. And we have members who volunteer a lot within the elementary schools, whether it's listening to children read, whether they're volunteering at the Missoula Children's Theater, the Battle of the Books, Dr. Seuss's birthday, a lot of fun activities that are gratifying to our members. And then we have opportunity at the Chihuahuan Desert Park. We help Osombro meet their goals there. We help the school system meet their goals by providing volunteers. We help La Casa meet their goals by providing manpower and resources for their fundraisers as well. So we collaborate with a lot of other organizations in town. And we're very active in the arts. We understand that people express their emotions through arts. And if you've been to City Hall, you've seen the 5,000 flowers, the Twin Towers that were painted by artists. And actually, Rebecca here was a key coordinator of this project. But artists from all over the country participated in the building of these towers with flower tiles. And every 9/11, we host a reception at City Hall, lest we forget the moments of 9/11. And we get very involved in love of arts and people expressing their artwork within our organization. We also provide Christ Child Circle with layettes for new babies who are in need, or the mothers have a need for resources, and we help them meet their goals, because without us, they tell us, that it would be very difficult for them to provide the resources that they're needing to meet their goals. So those are all good things. And of course, you know, globally, volunteerism is important too, economically and social impact of volunteerism. And we incorporate that as well, such as Heifer International, where we provide animals to families overseas so that they can create their own living. As far as vaccinations for children, just a lot of different avenues for us to express our volunteerism and feel that what we're doing is of value and important to us or each individual.
Valerie, how long have you been the president?
I have been the president for less than a year. I've been with the organization almost 5 years.
What was your passion in getting involved?
I believe there are very important elements to volunteerism. It's a socially a great way to interact with other people who are like-minded, who want to give back to the community. I've been blessed with a very great life myself, and now I have an opportunity to give time back to others, which I didn't have so much when I was in the career mode. So this has been a wonderful opportunity in that regard. I think internally we all gain from volunteering in that we continue to use our problem-solving skills. There's gratification, of course. And there's something just great about putting a smile on somebody's face by helping them out.
And Rebecca, you're the Centennial Committee Chair now. How long have you been involved with GFWC?
About 7 years.
And tell me about the Centennial Committee.
Well, we started last year in April, and we decided that we would include at least three other GFWC women's clubs from Las Cruces because their history is so dynamic. And even though Progress Club is the only one left, the only GFWC left in Las Cruces, we didn't want to omit those histories of the other clubs, the WIA, which is the Women's Improvement Association, the Las Cruces Junior Women's Club, and the Mesilla Valley Women's Club, because the things they did that impacted our community are still being felt today.
And what was your passion for getting involved?
Well, actually, I got into Progress Club because they were doing 5,000 flowers. And that art project was actually started in New Mexico. It was an artist in Los Alamos that came up with the concept. And in Las Cruces, we took it and ran with it. And we've had art shows from 2002 to 2011 when we retired the towers. The concept of flowers is commemoration for those lost. And we just would have shows at the Brannigan Library where artists would just voluntarily bring paintings, sculptures, photographs of flowers because everybody cared and wanted to make a statement. We devised the idea for the two towers, and they're 8 feet tall and on the mezzanine at City Hall. But we had little blocks, 4-inch blocks, that we handed out to whoever would like to paint, and we wrapped the towers that way. But it went out to over 380 artists across the country, and they came back to us enough to cover those two towers with 5,000 flowers. Our youngest artist was 2, and our oldest artist was 94.
And something special coming up in April, well, you'll be celebrating your 100 years, starting at the Brannigan Cultural Center. Tell me about some of the events that you're having.
The events, of course, will open on the Ramble April 3rd from 5 to 7. The Ramble's always on Friday, the first Friday for the museums and the galleries. As Valerie had said, we're hosting an ice cream social because that's an old-fashioned way that communities used to get together in parks. And so we wanted to do that. In fact, the Women's Improvement Association built Pioneer Women's Park with their own money and opened it in 1898. And it's the first city park in Las Cruces, and it's still functioning. And that's where they held their ice cream socials. So we just wanted to nod to that beginning and have an ice cream social at the Ramble.
So you're aware of a lot of the history of the Progress Club because you've been researching it, being the centennial chair. And coming up on April 11th, and you'll be giving the history. Can you give me a brief history of the Progress Club?
Briefly, it got together as the Faculty Wives Club here at NMSU and decided to federate with GFWC in 1915, and that's our technical beginning year. And the first president was Mrs. Ladd, whose husband was president of NMSU at that time, because it wasn't NMSU. But in 1915, he was president of this university. And she was the president, and they met at McPhee Hall. And their first responsibility was financial aid to students. And we've been giving scholarships and providing financial aid for 100 years to students of NMSU.
And then on April the 18th, your Progress Club fashion show at Hotel Encanto from 11 to 2. Valerie?
Well, this is our major fundraiser that we have every year. We have some very creative people, and every year we have a different theme and style show. Of course, raffle prizes and such. And so it's truly our biggest fundraiser to support these activities, such as these nursing endowments and the scholarship and our contributions to other programs that we're involved in, too. Yeah, we always have a full house. It's a big style show, and we look to have about 150 attendees.
And where can people find more information about GFWC Progress Club of Las Cruces and of GFWC?
Well, gfwc.org is the best place to go for information on GFWC. And as far as locally, at the Brannigan Cultural Center, we'll have a membership booth there so that people can get information. They'll be able to browse the history and get a grasp of what our organization has been doing over the years. And then we'll have opportunities for them to fill out membership forms if they should like to there at Brannigan. But usually word of mouth is our best route of getting out the information.
And Rebecca, since you did a lot of research on the history of the Progress Club, what stood out in your mind?
In 1918, the women of the Progress Club literally had a debate at their club meeting to decide if they were going to support women's suffrage. Because within a year, Congress was going to vote on women's suffrage. And they won. They had a three judges and people that were speaking, and suffrage won out 2-1. So even then, people were not sure women should vote, but luckily it passed. And another one in 1918 is the Progress Club put electricity in Mesilla Park School for $30. They electrified Mesilla Park School, which is now the Franco Papin Recreational Center, and they put a $10 deposit down to the Las Cruces Electric and Ice Company, and they put the electricity in the building.
So you'll have a lot of that information at the Brannigan Cultural Center.
Yes, I can think of a third one.
Okay, the HERS, the Women's Improvement Association, began in 1894, and really they were like an adjunct city council. They put in the first city park. They built the first library in this town with their own money. But the very first thing they did was buy a hearse so that the women of this town could go to their resting place with dignity, because one of their friends who had passed away the year before was taken to the Masonic Cemetery in the back of a hay wagon. And that wasn't going to happen again. And it's a big, beautiful hearse, and it's over at the Sheriff's Department right now. And the reason it's over there is because that's the very same hearse that took Pat Garrett to his final resting place.
Oh, my goodness. So very interesting history about this organization. We can find out more. You can attend the Brannigan Cultural Center events April 3rd and Pioneer Women's Park event April 11th and the Progress Club Fashion Show at Hotel Encanto on April the 18th. Thank you, ladies, for joining me on Puentes. You've been a bridge to the community, and we have with us President of the GFWC Progress Club of Las Cruces, Valerie Reddington, and Centennial Committee Chair, Rebecca Courtney.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.